This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions, so give us a call. We'll do what we can to help you out today. It's about 8 o'clock. Feels like 7. We can say that at this point in time for the next day or two, and see how that goes. But man, we losing that hour is a little crazy, but it's perfect for what we need to do. We're gonna have some nice sunlight at the end of the day. It's gonna feel like spring that way. It's not gonna feel like spring weather-wise for a bit today. We're looking at some snow in the area. Not gonna cover much from what everything that I'm seeing. It's only gonna be a little bit, but spring. Where are you? We need you. We want you back. We want to be able to do some gardening this year. So hopefully, they do say towards the end of the week, we'll be warming up. Next, 10 days looks pretty good. Not a lot of, no snow in the forecast that I saw. It's just more rain, if there's anything. So that's good. We'll get rid of that snow covering. We'll warm up the ground. Get it ready. I know, where I work at Mahoney's in Winchester, we started receiving some of our shrubs and some trees from some of the West Coast growers. So we're starting to see spring, starting to get a few of those things in. A lot of fruit trees came in the past week, so those we'll get some of those from the West Coast and some from the East Coast too. But a lot of growers like to do is they send their trees and shrubs before they start to pop their buds, when they're more in the dormant period, so that it's easier to ship and there's no shock. If we can get them into the nursery earlier, we can make sure we have some of these varieties out there for everyone. So everything's done with a reason behind it, obviously. But some of your garden centers are going to be start receiving very soon, if not already, because I know a lot of the Mahoney's I work for in Winchester definitely has received a good amount of plant material. And next couple days is a few more just like it. We can definitely start talking about your lawn and what you should be doing. We're going to have warm weather tomorrow, so you're going to want to start thinking about getting ready for the lawn. Obviously, not put anything down yet, but think about it. Best way to do that is, a program, a phase program. Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from ruining your lawn by applying Bonide's DuraTurf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonide Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy looking all season long? You need to use Bonide's DuraTurf four-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our four-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects such as fleas and ticks, which slowly feed your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide four-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the four phases individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family-made in America. Find Bonide DuraTurf lawn programs at these fine stores. You can find them at Agway of Dennis in Dennis, Massachusetts. Aubuchon Hardware at a location near you in New York. Lovell's Flower and Garden in Medfield, Massachusetts. Now, we'd definitely be starting to think about putting some of this, these phases down, these products down. I want to get ahead of it this year, but just remember, when the forsythias start to bloom in the area, that's when it's time to be putting your crabgrass preventer down. I saw it on Facebook. Somebody I know had posted that there was a branch of a forsythia blooming in Woburn. I didn't see it, but it could be there, but that's way too early for that. Maybe it was forced that way. Who knows? But we still should have a couple of weeks before your yard is really getting ready to receive some of these phases to be putting down into the soil. So definitely, you know, take a look now at what you're going to do. Plan out. As I said before, you could get that soil test done now. You know, if you can dig into the ground a little bit, sooner the better. And then you can start putting your steps, your phases down to really get you into the area that you want to be for, you know, going forward. You know, there's companies out there that promote, you know, their programs that show the lawn is green. You know, we have a Scottish guy telling us, you know, to look at the lawn and how great it is and how to feed it, etc. But what they don't tell you is that lawn has been fed for years upon years to really get it to where it needs to be. So starting great right at this point would be something to do to get going. Maybe this is the year to do it. If not, take some, you know, take a look at the vegetable garden. Maybe this is the year to get that one perfect the way you want it. Adding some compost, getting those things done early. You know, some of these garden centers are start, like I said, receiving plant material, but in the next couple of weeks they'll start to receive some loam. They'll start to receive compost and mulches, etc. You know, get on those early. If you're going to put compost in the yard, get it in early. If you're going to, you know, add that mix into the soil for the vegetable garden, call them. They probably have early deliveries. Whereas, you know, during the season, if you're getting into May, when you're really going to get into the garden, that's when they're going to be busy, and they might be 4 or 5 days out. So call them a little bit earlier. I wouldn't say now, because the ground's still frozen, and there's still snow on the ground here in New England. But take a look and see what you can do a little bit earlier. That would be one of them to take a look at. So, if you have any questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. You could also go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul P. Garden Club. And you could even go to our website at paulparent.com and email us. I have the email up, the Facebook page, everything ready to go with any questions that you have. So we did answer, you know, some questions from our email earlier. We'll try to answer some more a little bit later, maybe after the break we have in a couple minutes. But we could talk about a few things right now. We talked with a gentleman earlier, Jim, about some things for the shade. And I was just thinking of some other things, some other perennials maybe that we could add to the shade. He was looking for ground covers, things that would really take off in there. He also had an area of a rock wall where he could add some shrubs. And I gave some examples of Lakothaway, Microbiota, Kalmia, etc. One thing that would be great to add to any garden like that would be add some companion plants like perennials. One plant that I love to add, other than a hosta to a shade garden, would be Astilbe. Astilbe is an awesome looking plant and has so many different colors. And they'll bloom in the summer for you, so it'll be something different that's in there instead of, you know, the hostas and those types of things. So you have pinks and whites and purples and burgundies, etc. And there's some really nice ones. So you can definitely take a look at an Astilbe. You could also take a look at Heuchera. Heuchera is a great lower growing foliage type plant. It does have a flower that pops up. but it's more known for its leaves. The color leaves are all over the place, and it's really interesting to have the different times of the different colors mixed in. Now, there's not a ton of plants that love the shade that flower. You know, obviously, I said that it's still be. Hosta has a little bit of a flower, but it's not really meant for the flower. The Kalmia will flower, but you know, if there's something out there, the foliage in different colors acts as like a flower for throughout the season. At least in my opinion, I've always liked to add that so you have just different textures, different colors, etc. And it's still be, excuse me, the heuchera. It comes in all different color leaves. There's some really dark burgundy ones that I really like. There's one that looks like that Crimson King Norway maple color. You can't get a Crimson King Norway maple in Massachusetts. Obviously, it's not going to get that size. It's not going to get 40 feet, but it's going to stay small. But it's got that same color leaf that you can't really find out there. So it's a really cool one to take a look at. So just a couple things you could add to, your companion plants for perennials. You could even use hellebores. You could use Joe Pieweed. Some of that will get real tall and have a nice white flower with some brown to almost black stalks. That's more of a brown than black, but it's really cool looking. So those are some that you could take a look at for the shade. So on the other side of the break, you can give us a call at 855-660-4261. I'll be right back after these.
Look alive, weeds. It's a matter of life and death.
These weeds have a mission: to hide every bottle of Bayer Advanced Durazone Weed and Grass Killer in this store.
Hide one in the wheelbarrow.
They know Durazone kills weeds for up to 6 months, 2 months longer than Roundup Extended Control.
Put some behind the garden gnome.
And Durazone Ready to Use provides more coverage. It goes 50% further than Roundup Extended Control Ready to Use for a better value. No wonder weeds are terrified of Durazone.
Hide them all.
Bayer Advanced Durazone. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions.
Grubs live to destroy your lawn. Stop them now with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Its patented 2-in-1 formula controls grubs all season long. Plus, it helps build a stronger, thicker lawn. All in one easy step. Bayer Advanced Season Long Grub Control plus Turf Revitalizer. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Even on Saturday, Dran watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dran has been a professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dran rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dran, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And before the break, I was talking about some shade plants. And earlier in the show, we were talking about some shade ground cover type plants, plants that would do well. Jim in Massachusetts had called and asked some questions. And one of our listeners, who actually had just called previously, Sue, she really loves the shade plants, and she recommended Epimedium, which is also called Barrenwort. It's a great plant, some different color flowers that it has, cool little flowers when you look at them, kind of like a star that has a star inside of it. It's one of the best ways to kind of explain it. It's a pretty cool looking one. Different colors. There's pinks, purples, yellows. I think there's even some whites in there. So there's a bunch of different colors that you could use. They'll do great in the shade and as a ground cover. So for some easier plants to, you know, not have to worry about in the shade as much if you're looking for ground cover, we had talked about earlier, finca, like the periwinkle type finca that is the perennial ground cover, the pachysandra. I also talked about sweet woodruff was another one, and epimedium would be a great one. You can use some flowering thyme, the creeping thyme as well. So this is just a couple shade-loving plants that you can take a look at. Now, I'm going to get into one of the emails I received today. One of the emails I got was about potatoes, and I thought we could discuss that a little bit. And the difference in different potatoes. It's actually, you know what, it's going to take a little bit more than the time we have. So maybe I'll just go to a phone call now and see who we can help out here. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Neil in Cape Cod.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you?
I heard you talking last week. I think you said I can't trim an arborvitae.
You can.
Okay. Any time, or is this a
good
time?
It's a good time to do it right as the end of winter into spring. What I like to recommend with the herbivity there is only when you're pruning it, only look at the green growth as your guide. Don't add the inside growth that's already, you know, that sticks of your third that you cut back. Cutting back by the green, because sometimes a third of the plant might actually be the sticks underneath that you're not seeing. So in essence, there's two-thirds in the front that are green, and if you cut it by a third of the plant, you're cutting half the plant. So
cut the top off.
And you can cut the top off. Just realize what might end up happening is, you know, you might get a couple shoots on the top versus having one tip, depending upon, you know, which varieties you have.
Okay.
But you can do it without a problem. Realize it might just spread out a little bit. A lot of arborvitaes grow in clumps as it is.
Oh, it's a tall, thin one.
Yep.
About 15 feet tall.
Okay. Do you know what variety you have? Is it emerald green?
No idea.
Is it in the sun or shade?
It's morning sun, yes.
Okay. Is it very tight growth, or is it...
It's very tight. It's like 3 foot wide and 15 foot tall.
Yeah, so you probably have an emerald green arborvitae, and that's, you know, it's meant to stay thinner. It'll get 4 to 5 feet wide eventually, 15 feet. You might want to, you know, trim the sides a little bit, but don't go too deep into it. You know, cut up about a third of the green growth, not a third of the entire tree. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
All right, and it definitely this spring, add some holly tone to the soil on the drip line of that plant. The holly tone is really going to help promote new growth and help get it a little bit stronger. Because once you prune that, it's going to be shooting out, but it's going to be looking for food at the same time. So holly tone this spring is definitely going to help it.
Okay, thank you.
All right, Neil, thank you so much, and good luck.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got a couple seconds before the break, but I was starting to talk about the potatoes. We're going to talk about that in the next segment because I have some good information. Growing potatoes is a very easy one to grow once you know a few things to do. So hang tight on the other side of the break. We'll go over growing potatoes and a few other things. So you know, in the meantime, let us know if we can help you in any way and all the different aspects that we have. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Esfoma, the company that makes holly tone and plant tone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is there are no survivors after an Ethiopian Airlines flight crashed while traveling from the capital of Kenya to the capital of Nairobi today. The plane was a Boeing 737 and went down just minutes into its flight with 149 passengers and 8 crew members aboard. Aviation expert Alex Machera says this particular Boeing 737 MAX was just 4 months old. It's the same model, though, that crashed in Indonesia 4 months ago, killing everyone on board. As for Ethiopian Airlines, though, Machera says,
Ethiopian Airlines are an extremely safe airline. There should be no doubt, one of the best airlines on the continent.
Nearly 50 Ohio ice fishermen are safe after the ice floe they were on broke off yesterday morning and floated out into Lake Erie. They were saved by the Coast Guard. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. We'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call at 855-660-4261. We'll do everything we can to help you out. Meantime, we do have a phone call. Nathan, who's up next?
Mike's right outside of D.C.
All right, Mike, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, I just live outside of Washington, D.C. I've been landscaping for about 30 years. I have some family up at Cape Cod, and I'm trying to tell her when the best time to do the springtime grass seeding. So down here in my zone, I'm putting the grass seed down now, this week.
Yep.
So up in that area, Cape Cod, when's the earliest that she could start putting down grass seed?
The earliest she could do is, I would say, as soon as you're starting to see, like, the forsythias blooming in the area. Because that, to me, means the ground is starting to wake up enough. That usually, at that point, you can put a crabgrass preventer down. That's one of the signs that I look for in the area to show me that that's the time to do it. And that's exactly, you know, when I look for each time. So there's no, like, specific date. You could probably do it at the beginning of April, mid-April. But that would be a sign, an easy one, because, you know, for forsythia, the bright yellow, you're going to see that everywhere. And then when that's hitting, okay, that's when I should be doing it. Ideally, they always try to say that fall is the best time to put a lawn down.
Correct.
In my opinion, anytime you can put a lawn down where the ground is growing, it's better off than having weeds grow and come into that area. So if you could put seed down and you can take care of it water-wise, etc., then any time of year you can be doing it. But it's not something, you know, there's no restricted time to it. A lot of people won't put seed down in the summer just because of the hot temperatures. They're going away, and they can't take care of it. But if you can take care of it, you can do it, in my opinion, any time during the season. And I think the Cape and some other areas in this area are about maybe a month away, depending upon what happens temperature-wise.
Okay. Down here we use tall fescue. What does the Cape Cod area typically use?
So, depending upon if you like sun, shade, you can use the fescues, mix of fescues and ryes. A lot of sun in this area, you'll get bluegrass. A mixture of the fescues and ryes, in my opinion, is probably one of the better. Throw a little bit of bluegrass just to mix in with what the lawn might already have. But fescues and ryes are a great one to do. Make sure that they're perennial rye grass, not the annual rye. Perennial rye is the way to go.
Oh, I never heard of that before.
Yeah. In our area, a lot of the rye and fescue are mixed together. You'll almost see like a, not a 50-50 mix, but, you know, it's going to be pretty close to it on the different styles.
Okay. And down here, most everyone puts down lime.
Yep.
Because of our soil, is it the same thing up that, in that neck of the woods?
Well, you could definitely put some lime down depending upon what your pH levels are. On the Cape, depending upon where you are, it's a very sandy soil, and so the nutrients kind of flow through quickly. So you might need to be putting lime down at each application. I like to do a pH test or a soil test to see where we're at. And go through that. You can actually let them know. One of the companies we deal with is called Natural Alternatives. They're doing a free soil sample at this time to kind of, you know, get them a base to tell them what they need to do for fertilizing. You know, is the pH good or is it bad? How do we bring that up? Is there too much of this, too much of that? That could really help them, especially when growing the lawn. If they don't know what's in there, they might not be able to do it as well. And this is a free opportunity to do that.
Okay. And then what is the best brand grass seed they have up in that area?
So if you look at what I would suggest for anybody to take a look at the back of a package and see what's the mix is, depending upon what your location is. Bonite has a great seed mix that's out there that has a great product. I've also seen Jonathan Green has a product line of grass seed. So those two are some of the best in the area.
Okay.
And they have great mixes. It's not just one off of the type of seed. So great mixes is what you're looking to do.
Yeah, we have Jonathan Green down here, but not the Bonide.
Okay, yeah, both. So both great products, both great mixes. I've taken a look at, you know, both of the companies' mixes, and you know they're pretty good mixes that either one would do well.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you very much for the information.
No problem, Mike. You too. Anytime you have questions, just let us know. Thank you for the phone call.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. Did crabgrass and other grassy weeds take over your lawn last year? Prevent crabgrass and other grassy weeds from running your lawn, ruining your lawn by applying Bonide's Dirt Turf Crabgrass Preventer today. Just apply Bonide's Crabgrass Preventer, available with or without fertilizer, and that will stop the crabgrass and grassy weeds from growing in your lawn for up to 5 months. Do you want your lawn dark green and healthy, looking all season long? You need to use Bonide's DuraTurf four-phase lawn program throughout the year. Our four-phase program rids your lawn of over 200 broadleaf and grassy weeds, including crabgrass, nutsedge, and dandelions. This program will also take care of surface insects, such as fleas and ticks, while slowly feeding your lawn throughout the year. Bonide offers up to a $35 gift certificate to the store where the Bonide four-phase lawn program was purchased. You can also buy the four-phase individually as you need them throughout the year. Bonide products are family made in America. Find Bonide DuraTurf lawn programs at these fine stores. Hinckley Hardware in Vineyard Haven, Massachusetts. White's Lumber at a location near you in New York. Sion Garden Center in Abington, Massachusetts. So this it's really getting time to be thinking spring, as Mike was talking about, and think about what you can put in the garden. I had gotten a email last night, and I went over the first part of it, buying the earthworms, where you can get them. You can get them at the bait store. Daryl called in and said, you know, sometimes the easiest way is, you know, finding that kid down the street who has a sign at the end, you know, worms, and the S is backwards, so you know they're local, and he's probably digging out of your own lawn, too. But that's a good one to be looking at. So you can get those in the air. But there was a second question about growing potatoes in a bag. And, you know, the woman's name is Gail. She was asking, you know, the package states to cut them first. They grow, but they're small, not big like in a grocery store. I listened to your father talk about growing them, but he never said if he thought you should cut them. If I don't cut them, will they grow big like the grocery store? Please advise. So, some information for you in regards to growing potatoes, which is actually an easier vegetable to grow. Now, you know, there's a little bit of work to it at the beginning, but it's going to be beneficial for you. So she was asking about cutting. Well, the small, you know, like very small, like seed potatoes, those really small ones. I'm trying to think of what they're called. I just had it, and now they're it popped out of my mind. And anyways, the smaller ones you do not need to cut. The bigger potatoes are the ones you want to cut. But here's the way to make it a little bit stronger for you and create a better yield. Now, potatoes don't want to be in the ground until the soil temperatures reach about 50 degrees. So we're nowhere near that, at least in New England. Okay? To get them ready at this point, what I'd like to see you guys do is take them and spread them out, maybe on a tray or paper or something in an area where it's got medium light and 70 degree temperatures. What's going to happen is the warmth promotes the development of the sprouts on the potato, and the light causes the sprouts to stay a little bit smaller. What that does is they're not as weak, and they're you know, they're easily broken off. So this step, like I said, it does a little bit more to it, but it's going to take some time. You're going to notice that the potatoes are going to start setting out sprouts, okay? The bigger potatoes are going to be in different areas. At that point, once you start to see the sprouts, that's when you would want to cut them. Depending upon the potato, you could get 2, 3, or 4 cuts on them. You're looking to get 2 to 3 sprouts on each of the cuts. So, you know, some of them, if you only have 2 sprouts, it might be the whole potato. But some of them are going to have them all over. And when you cut it, you want to make sure that they have 2 or 3, maybe 4 sprouts on it to be stronger for you. Okay? You want to, like I said, the warming of it you can do for about 48 to 72 hours. And that's when you'll figure out if you're going to cut them. You know, the bigger they are, the more likely they're going to be cut. The smaller they are, they don't need to. Now, after they're cutting, you would leave them inside for about 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, a couple days. You want the fresh cut to firm up. You don't want it to be soft. You want it so that when you put it in the ground, it's not going to rot. So you're going to just let it sit for a little bit, okay? If you're worried about the rotting, you can use a dolomitic lime or sulfur to put over them to help with that. And you can get them in the ground about 24 to 48 hours after that. But like I said, you want that potato to firm up a little bit, especially where the cuts were, so that it doesn't rot in the soil. So it's a little bit of work to go a long way. And potatoes are awesome to grow when, you know, all you see is the above. All you're seeing is the leaves, and you're like, oh, how many potatoes do I get? And then when you dig in there, all of a sudden it's 4, 5, 6, 7. Whoa! You know, depending upon the size that you have, the style. And there's a bunch of different colors, etc., that you could be looking for. So definitely take a look at growing potatoes this year and following a few steps to do that to make it, you know, a better yield for you. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show, and we'll do everything we can to help answer some questions. We just got another email in. I'm going to take a look at it during the break so I can answer it fully afterwards, because I don't want to sit here and read it off and sound like I'm not paying attention when I actually am for you guys. So let me look at that during the break, and we'll come back after that with it. But you can definitely email us and go on our Facebook page and message us that way. We're going to answer you and do what we can to help you out. We're trying to be more out there for you when we can, so give us a call that way. But it's disheartening looking outside right now. You know, it's just starting to get light out in the past, you know, hour or so, and we're starting to see a little bit of snow out there, mix of rain later, but don't fret. By the end of the week, we should have some warm temperatures, at least in New England. You want spring so bad, and you never know when it's going to come, and each year it just seems like, you know, it's getting more and more where February and March, where we have more snowstorms, and it just really makes you want that spring so much more. So, you know, we're on the way, we're getting there. Like I said, towards the end of the week, warm temperatures, 52 Thursday, 58 Friday, 57 Saturday of next week. It's going to be a great looking weekend, so let's hope for it. In the meantime, give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
Your lovely tree, attacked by insects. Stop them with the proven science of Bayer Advanced Tree and Shrub Protect and Feed. Its special dual-action formula delivers 12-month insect protection. Plus now, it provides slow-release feeding all in one easy step. Mix and pour the no-spray formula and your tree is shielded, roots to top, for stronger and more beautiful trees. We don't hate bugs, we just love trees. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com.
Your yard's days of being picked on are over, thanks to the science of Bayer Advanced Brush Killer Plus. Its penetrating formula is specifically designed to kill hard-to-control brush like kudzu, poison ivy, poison oak, and wild berries, roots and all. And the concentrate product even kills stumps, so your yard never has to worry about being bullied. Bayer Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow! Really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is gonna look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Tom in Mattapoisett.
Tom in Mattapoisett. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hey, good morning. A couple of quick questions. I'd like to cut back a rhododendron that I have. It's gotten too big, and I really need to do it drastically. So the question is, how much do you think I can get away with a percentage? And also, what's the best time to do it, before the bloom or after the bloom? And I don't care about the aesthetics, just hopefully that it would survive and continue to grow.
Okay, so a couple of things on it. So the rule of thumb, if you will, is created. It has said that it's a third of the plant can be cut back at a time. That being said, if you want to take out some of the taller branches that, you know, maybe they're close to the house or maybe they're just not seen, and you can cut those back a little bit more. I've done that to my rhododendron to the point where my rhododendron was like 6 or 8 feet wide and tall. And it was just covering an area that I needed to see a little bit more. It was by my steps up to my house. I cut some of the top off that only I would see when you get to the top of the steps, but from the road, nobody could tell that it was done like that and shaped it that way. So really, you know, they say a rule of thumb is a third, but I'd like to say on some of it you could almost go to a half, depending upon how the branches are. You can cut some out to thin it. You know, you might have some branches that have grown, you know, from the side out a little bit more. And as you follow them back into the plant, they only have some green towards the front, nothing on the back. It's a rubbing branch on the inside. You can cut that back to really thin it that way, because you want some of the light to, even though rhododendrons do like the shade, most of them, you want some light to be going into it to allow growth on the inside as well. So you would definitely be looking to cut it that way. And you, depending upon what you would like, if you want to see the blossoms this year, you need to wait till right after it flowers. Once it's done flowering, that's when you should be cutting anything that flowers, this, you know, in the spring or early summer, if you will. Right after it flowers. With the rhododendron, they start putting their buds onto the plant within weeks of flowering. And so by cutting them now, you're not going to get any flowers. You know, those like little cone-shaped things at the top, those are the buds for the flowers. If you want to do it early, if you want to cut them now, and you don't care about the flowers, that's fine too. There's nothing that says you can't do that. It's just, if you want to see the flowers, you got to wait.
Sure, I mean, that makes sense. I was just curious if how would bode for the survival of a plant, like I said, a drastic cut. If I cut it before it bloomed, I just was curious if that had any effect on future growth prospects.
Yeah. What I would say is, as a suggestion, cut it before, like, July 1st. Okay? When, in July 1st, they, you know, usually it's warmer weather. We're getting those 80s, 90 degrees in July and August. What that does to some plants when you cut them is it dehydrates the plant, the stems that you've cut, and that could be more detrimental than doing it right after it flowers, because that's going to allow, you know, the plant is going to have time to grow before it just dries out quickly. You know what I mean? So that it just has a fighting chance versus, you know, something that's already going to be involved, that's already going to start to dry it out.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And then just quickly, what I don't trim, the deers do, and they, I have a small azalea that the deer looks like it's gotten most of the, if not all the buds. Is there anything I can do to hopefully get that to survive this year?
Well, so definitely use some Holytone in it. You can use that and in the rhododendron as well to help it really give something back to the plant. It most likely won't be flowering this year because the deer is eating the buds. But, you know, Holytone on that and just taking a look at it, see if there's anything you can do to protect it going forward. There's multiple attacks from a deer, if you will, can really weaken it and kill it. That's why you want to have something, you know, to give back, like a medicine, if you will, and that would be the Holytone.
Terrific. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate the phone call. Enjoy the rest of your day. All right. We're going to break. We'll be back at the 9 o'clock hour to answer more of your gardening questions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.